All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking. Can't really beat the Traveling Wilburys, can you? All right, so we've got Ricky Stokes as our next guest on Who's Talking. And Ricky and I were in school together at UVA, but Hobbo is going to do the introduction. Take it away, Hobbo.
Absolutely. Ricky Stokes, of course, his brother Bobby also played at Virginia. Bobby was on the ACC championship team in 76. Ricky was there from 81 through 84, so that means he played on two Final Four teams. That's a rather unique opportunity for him. Since then, he's coached, and he's now an assistant commissioner for the MAC conference. So, Ricky, we appreciate your taking a couple of minutes to join us tonight.
No problem, Jim. How are you tonight?
We're doing well. How's things in the commissioner's office versus being a coach?
Well, not as volatile, so things are going well here. Basketball is fast approaching, and we just had our football championship Friday in Detroit. Bowling Green beat Northern Illinois, but things are going well. Thanks.
So, from the standpoint of the state of college basketball, where do you see college basketball at this point in time?
Well, I tell you, with all, Jim, all the conference realignment, you almost need a easel to try to find out who's in what conference. But I think things are pretty much slowed down as far as conference realignment stands. And college athletics, college basketball, it has changed. I mean, we just look at the landscape of seeing some of these fantastic freshmen come into college basketball right away and play a pretty prominent position in the void, and it's pretty interesting to watch.
You know, Virginia had a game the other night. I don't know if you had a chance to see it. Wisconsin 48-38, and I said earlier, I think Dr. Naismith was spinning in his grave. I love the. Of course, you were a coach too, but when you coached and played, I think you liked to play and coach at a little faster tempo than that, right?
Well, I tell you, and I tell people, I played in a great time to play in Virginia. I played with two guys with their jerseys retired, Ralph Sampson and Jeff Lamp. And what two better guys to play with? One, you just gave the ball to Jeff Lamp. He scored. One, erased all the mistakes that you made defensively, Ralph, and you always had an offensive guy to throw to down low. So it was a great time to play, a lot of great players, and just a fun time to be in the ACC.
You know, I'm an old guy. Very old, as Frank said. When did the shot clock come in? When you were playing?
You know what? They attributed the shot clock to the time that we played North Carolina in the ACC championship, and it was kind of one of those tactical decisions by the two coaches not to go out and play. And I think people at the networks got kind of perturbed at that, and the next year the shot clock became apparent. I think that was 81, if I'm not mistaken, if someone doesn't correct me.
Well, the interesting, see, I think, and this is just Jim's theory, which is you could blow through the water if you want, but I think some teams play to the shot clock now. You know, I think when there was no shot clock, you know, teams that were better had to find ways through pressure defense and other ways to force tempo. And now we have a lot of situations where both teams are just content to walk the ball up the floor and play half-court offense, half-court defense, which can be exciting at times, but it can also result in 48-38 on occasion.
Yeah, and I was fortunate to play on some really good offensive teams. So, I mean, we got a chance to get up and down as much as possible. To score a lot, and one great thing, we were able to put a lot of defensive pressure too. One of the things I alluded to was having a guy like Ralph Sampson, where you could press out front, and we had such great athletes on the in the backcourt and in the front court, and Craig Robinson and Terry Gates. Not that Terry was the greatest athlete, but we were pretty big in the front line, which afforded us the opportunity to run and jump and press and do some creative things out front in the backcourt.
Well, you also had Othell. I mean, between you and Othell, coming off the bench, adding instant energy and speed, and you guys generated a lot of steals. Teams just weren't ready for, you know, the squad coming off the bench being even quicker than the starters. And then later when you and Rick Carlisle and Othell just worked the perimeter like magic, sort of a different era completely than the nonsense we see today. And, you know, I think we were so spoiled with good ball movement You know, and you guys didn't sit there and hold the ball looking for the perfect time to dribble or the perfect pass. I mean, it was fluid.
You know, in our tribute, and it was different times too. It was before AAU basketball. It was before, you know, you went to college. You knew you were going to stay 4 years. You know, we all played together, stayed in the summer. One of the things, Othell and I used to go up to the Slaughter Gym, and we always played on the same team. And that's one of the things that I attribute us to being so good, playing off each other. We never played, even in pickup, with other people. We always played together. But it was a fun time, and only thing I remiss is we never won an ACC championship with my brother. Bobby needles me all the time when I said also that he didn't go to two Final Fours. So we both got an opportunity to play at a great time for Virginia basketball.
You know, Ricky, Frank and Terry Gates are good friends. So Frank wrote down that thing when you said that Terry wasn't the world's greatest athlete. You know, I think Mr. Gates is going to hear about that
quite a bit.
But Terry, you know, Terry is one of the only guys that never practiced. You know, he had two bad knees. So, but the day before the game, he always miraculously came out of the locker room, the training room, and he played 30 minutes. So he has that down to a knack.
Coach Holland used to say that he didn't want Gates practicing because he didn't want Gates hurting his guys. You know.
I never thought Terry was very quick enough to catch the guards, but I'm sure he could hurt some of the bigger guys. He wasn't very quick, so.
Talk a little bit about the North Carolina. I mean, some of the classic games that I remember in college basketball were Virginia-Carolina games back in your era. You know, obviously, Worthy, Perkins, Jordan, some guys in the Naismith Hall of Fame. So those must have been fun games to play in.
Well, one of my vivid memories was 1981 when we went to North Carolina, and I still say Carmichael is probably the most storied, one of the greatest places to play just because it was tight and loud. And we were down 16 in the second half and really had one of the comebacks that North Carolina was notorious from, and I was lucky enough to be in the game and being able to have two steals to itch us to allow us to have a comeback. And we ended up being very Carolina-ish and coming back and nipping them in Carmichael. And nothing was better than we took a charter flight, which we didn't always do, to North Carolina. And there were so many students on the tarmac, we had to circle around the airport just to have some additional space to land. And what a just a great night to be. Wahoo, and I'm sure we went to class the next day, but it was a pretty special night and pretty special time to be at Wahoo.
Yeah, that's the day you want to go to class the next day.
Absolutely. I went to every class that day.
You know, we went up to Carr's Hill and sang the good old song to President Hereford that night, and fortunately, people had enough sanity not to set fire to anything, but People were so happy to beat the Tar Heels down there in Carmichael. That was something else.
Well, I mean, what a great rivalry when you talk about James Worthy and Perkins and Jordan. Jimmy Black was a terrific guard. Buzz Peterson, Matt Doherty. I mean, it was just a special time. And let's face it, I often said the 1981 team was the best team that I played with, not discounting any of the other teams, but you know, the front line of, I mean, Jeff Lamp, Lee Raker were seniors. Jeff Jones was the biggest trash talker among any of the players I've ever played with. The sophomores, Ralph Sampson, Craig Robinson, and not to forget Terry Gates, who's a senior, and Othell Wilson. It was just the best team, and unfortunately, we lost in the Final Four to Red Hart, North Carolina team, Elwood. None of us could guard, not that I tried, but and that was last year that we had, thank goodness, the consolation game in the Final Four.
Yeah, that's one of the great trivia questions of all time. Which team won the last NCAA consolation game? And it was none other than the Virginia Cavaliers beating LSU.
And some people would say, who cares, too?
That's probably why they stopped playing the consolation game.
That is absolutely correct.
And the wild thing was that Ronald Reagan had been shot.
That afternoon,
and there was a question whether the game would be played.
Right, right.
And you know what? I go back to saying if the president, and let's face it, not that if we would, if he hadn't been, if he hadn't been killed, would we have played the game or not? Naturally, Reagan was not killed, and we ended up playing the game.
Well, thank goodness for both those things.
Well, you know, my senior year with Parkhill and Wally Walker, we won in Carmichael as well. So I've always said that I had as many wins in Carmichael as Ralph did. We both had one.
Absolutely. I mean, the only disappointment, I didn't get a chance to play with Ralph for 4 years, but what a great treat to have the opportunity to play for 3 years. So.
And you're right, Carmichael, you know, the Smith Center is a heck of a building, and it's hard to believe it was opened in 85, so it's almost 30 years old. But Carmichael was a special environment, and where the first row of seats was about 3 feet from the playing floor.
Absolutely. And somehow I used to like playing at NC State, because they turned the light down. I don't know, it was the tartan floor, and somehow I used to like the howl of the wolf pack. I thought that was such a great, another great venue to play. And naturally, they had some terrific players, too, as Thurl Bailey and Sidney Lowe and Derek Wittenberg. So that was always another great rivalry.
Yeah, Reynolds Coliseum was another special building. You know, some interesting venues, and of course, when I played, NC State had a guy named David Thompson who was pretty good.
He wasn't any good.
Yeah.
Who was that guy?
Who was that guy? Ricky, real quick, who are some of the former players that you stay in touch with?
You know, and I tell people there's such a special time, and maybe it comes with winning. And just the great memories, but I keep in touch with everybody. Naturally, Ralph, we keep in touch with Othell Wilson, my partner in crime, Dan Merrifield, Jimmy Miller, who lives there, Tim Mullen, Craig Robinson is in New York. You know, and Virginia does a great job. I think probably 3 or 4 years ago they honored one of our Final Four teams. I think the 83-84 team, Kenny Johnson. So, you know, we just had so many great memories, so many great experiences together.
You had Joe Geek on the bench yelling at the referees.
We had Joe Geek running, and even the coaches. Naturally, Dave Odom was one of our coaches, Craig Littlepage, who's the athletic director, Jim Larinaga. So,
yeah, just Jeff Millen. Yeah, some great coaches, great players, and terrific memories. You've helped lift my spirits. I've been a little discouraged by recent events. But at any rate, Ricky, best of luck to you. Merry Christmas. We appreciate having you on the show and look forward to having you back sometime soon.
Well, thanks very much. Thanks for having me, and best of luck to the Highland Springs Springers and also Coach Lancaster, my high school coach there, who's the best. So wishing the Springers very luck and wishing the Wahoos best as they approach the ACC season as well.
All right, thank you.
Take care, Ricky.
Former Cavalier great Ricky Stokes. We're going to go to our bottom-of-the-hour break. When we come back, we'll have Jeff McDonald, former football player, join us.